Since I've been here. I like that song because sometimes we need to open our eyes to the spiritual side of things instead of dwelling so much on the human side of things. Well, good morning, and I see we have some guests that came in as we were, and good morning to you too. Thank you for coming this morning. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the hearts of man or persons, the things God has prepared for them. And the scripture says that love him. That's 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen nor ear heard. That means we need to look beyond what's right in front of us. Not only look beyond, but look within. Our message today, thanks to my beautiful friend out here who has inspired it, Charlene, provided the inspiration. And the title of the lesson is Shift Happens. Yeah, and it does, doesn't it? Believe it or not, we're in the middle of a shift. Our consciousness is changing always, whether it be for the good or for the not so good. Things are constantly changing. Some of us are experiencing this in our personal lives. Our country is in the midst of experiencing a shift. And I feel it right here in our spiritual community. One of the dictionary definitions says, of a shift, says it's a slight change in position or direction, or a change in a tendency to not do what's always been done. A couple of the words associated with it, movement. That means something is happening, isn't it? Movement. Repositioning. There might be a need to reposition something, to turn it and set it and see it in a different way. Rearrangement, change, adjustment, and so on and so forth. Guess what? ready or not, shift is happening. Can you feel it?
Yes.
It's in the air. We have the ability within us to manifest what we desire, not only for our community, for our outer world. That's hard to believe, isn't it? That we have that kind of power. We have that kind of power in us, and when we come together, pooling our resources, which is whatever it is you can bring to the table, oh my, how great we are, how we can grow. That is what happens when we desire the highest and best for everyone concerned. We're navigating this shift because we take our inward power to move that shift upward, to use it in a positive manner, to be infectious with our desire and our intention to see things in a different way than the norm. So in order to get there, we want to be where we want to be as a community. Any of you out here have a desire for Unity Church of Life? You have that burning desire. In order to get where we want to be as a community, we need to know, what direction are we setting our sails? Each of us has a role. However, we have to be on the same page, don't we? The same page with our intention for our community. I read a modern day parable where there was a huge ship in a small port. Most of the people of the town wondered, how was it that that ship was able to dock in that small port in the first place? So when it prepared to leave, the whole town came out to watch. They wanted to see how on earth was this ship going to be able to maneuver out of the tight space. How was the impossible going to be possible? And everyone below the deck, all the deckhands, the ones that run the engine or motor or whatever it is, the ones that throw the ropes out or pull the ropes in, and everyone above deck, the captain and all those who are the watch guards to make sure that the ship goes in the right direction, everyone had a role and they knew their role and they were prepared and ready to help move that ship unharmed out to sea. Everybody knew what they could contribute, and they were ready to complete the task at hand. Rosemary Fillmore Reed, granddaughter of Charles Fillmore, one of the founders of Unity, wrote this, and I've said it many times in here, but I love this quote because it reminds me of what we need to do to keep moving in the right direction. She wrote, "Many of life's greatest gifts come to us only on the condition that we prepare to receive them." We always think about preparing for things, don't we? But how about thinking about it in terms of preparing to receive? Sometimes we receive things or gifts or something we may have prayed of and don't even recognize it. Because we haven't prepared inwardly to receive. And so we miss it. She went on to say, the process seems to be to decide what you want, discover what is required of you, and then make preparation to give and receive. Now, some of you may have something personal you're working on, some challenge that you have. Are you prepared to receive? Do you know what it is that you desire? Have you discovered what's required of you in order for that to be put into motion? It may be something as simple as, well, it's not simple, but it may be something just sitting down and doing the prayer work, doing the inward work, knowing what you are and what power you have in you. Yeah. We have a ship to move out to sea. We here as community, that sea of infinite possibilities. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to explore and identify what we want to achieve, not only as a community, but also individually. We have our affirmation we say all the time. Unity Church of Light is a
spirit-centered inspiration in the world.
Maybe we need to grow a little bit in that vision. Maybe we have grown a little bit. You know, we've been saying that almost ever since I've been here. But how long have I been here? We've been saying that for a while. Maybe it's time to consider, what is the vision we want to hold for our community? Not only our community, but what do we want to be in this universe? And not only that, what is it going to take for us to move into that experience? You know, how do we prepare for the shift that we desire to manifest the highest good for everyone concerned and to keep the unity message of oneness alive for generations to come? I want you to think about, what role do you have in manifesting that? There is that within us that holds the power to create and to transform. Shift happens from the inside out. That is how we change the world. That's how we change our experiences. We start within, acknowledge our oneness with the universe, and that shift moves us forward to complete what seems impossible. And guess what the biggest part of that is? Surrender. Surrender. When there is total surrender and trust in the power within, in God within, greater things than we can even imagine, I have not seen nor ear heard, the good that can be showered down upon us. I don't want you to take away from this message that life is always, it just jumped in my mind, a bowl of cherries. Is that good? I don't know if that's good or not. But life is not always warm and fuzzy, and we know that. But when you stand in the power that is within you, determined to set an intention to move through that experience, that's when it happens. That's when things open up. The shift that I'm talking about moves us forward to complete some things that we have kicked into play through our thinking. When we surrender, we bring a sense of peace and harmony and wholeness. Now, in surrender, I don't mean don't do nothing. That's not surrendering. Surrendering is to that voice within you that's steering and guiding you, to that spirit. You know, Holy Spirit is the activity of God in you, and it's always in motion, always working. But you know what? We get so busy with our daily lives, we miss the experience of getting our answers, of knowing what to do, of knowing how to move. You know, we're like that huge ship in that small port. Each one of us has great potential to use our talents and ideas to create the highest of our desires for our community. And we all want to be a part of that, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to fill those lists up of things that we desire people to join and use their talents in. Mm-hmm. Because we want to be a part of the shift. We want to be a part of moving upward and inward. Recently, a couple of times I attended what is being labeled as Focus Ministry. It's a training session, an informational session. One of the major things that I came away with from that session is, what is my why? It's important for me to know why I'm here. It's important for each of us to know what brings you here, what stirs you, what motivates you to be a part of the process. You know, this can be conveyed through this story that I read. An anthropologist proposed a game to some children of an African tribe. And he placed a big basket of fruit near a tree. And the tree was maybe the end of this chapel. And he told the children, he said, okay, gather around. There's a basket of fruit down at the end of the lane. Now, whoever reaches it first will win all that sweet fruit contained within that basket. So he said, okay, get ready, line up. Let's get ready. Get ready to run. And something remarkable happened when he signaled them to go. They grabbed hands and made one chain, and they all ran down and reached the basket at the same time. And they replied, Ubuntu, how can this happen? And he asked him, he said, okay, so why didn't one of you go down there and get that fruit and have it all to yourself? I jumped ahead of my story. And they said, Ubuntu, which means I am because we are. That tribe understood the secret of happiness. It's not one achieving or one doing or one making the go. It's the community. No matter what community you're in, if it's a community of your family and you're trying to reach a certain point, or if it's an organization you're with other than here, when you join together and reach that sweet spot together, that's when you create that shift. So part of my why is I am here moving with the shift year after year, class after class, lesson after lesson, because you're here and we are one. And when we come together in spirit, and we know that through the prayer chain, when we come together in spirit with open hearts and sincere intentions, we create a channel through which blessings can flow. We knock, seek, and ask, not from a place of lack or need, but we do it from a place of faith and trust in the abundance of the universe and one another. Yes, the time has come, and I believe we're ready to receive. I believe that shift is happening for us now. We're moving into another era. Now, when you came in this morning, you got some little decays. What I want you to do, I want you to put, you can peel them off, put it somewhere where you'll notice it and remember that you're a part of the shift that's happening right here in this community. We're pulling together. We're standing as one, and we're going to move that mountain. You know, I just recently saw a little cartoon where the ant had picked up this great big piece of cheese or bread, and it was moving it to a destination, and that's what we're going to do. Not only here in our community, but we're going to take what we're feeling, we're going to take this energy out of these doors, and we're going to make shift happen. Now, one other thing before we go into prayer, because I need some things from you. I'm here because you're here. I want to be a part of your process. I want to know what it is, what's your why. Not only what's your why, but what is it that you can bring to the table that will help uplift this community? You have a board. The board is searching for ideas. And anyone watching, if you're a member or a regular attendee, and you're going to watch this later, I want you to jot down some things too and send them in or drop them by. But what's your why? Why are you here? What keeps you coming back? Maybe that's something we can take and manifest to bring others into the fold. We want a great community that's feeding the outer world. But we have to first find out what is our intentions here. Because guess what? We bring that energy to the table. We bring that in. And if that energy is hesitant, guess what? You're contributing. We want to all come together in one accord. So I wasn't sure I was going to do this, so I didn't give this out in advance, but if two people, one for this side and one for this side, would come and pass these sheets of paper out. Now, I don't want you to focus on filling them out right now. What I want you to do is give it some thought. Give it some thought. We're going to go into a meditation. I want you to set aside even the thoughts of what your why is. Just for a moment. We want to see what Spirit says to you. We want to see what you get from the energy that is within you. What is your why? You may want to take this and use it for your family. What is your role for the family? What is your why? Why are you in that particular group setting? And then come back next week, we're going to talk about the bump in the road. That's going to be an interesting conversation. But what I want you to do with these sheets of paper, you can fold them up. I don't want you to write during meditation, but if you have something when we're playing the music, then you can just put them in that book money basket when you leave the chapel. I want to be fed some ideas. If I know why you're here, who knows, that might change a little bit why I'm here. It might lift me to a higher level so that I can serve you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve you. I am never too busy for people to call me or to meet with me. I'm here because you're here. So let's pray. Let's take a moment apart. I want you to take a deep breath. Set aside those papers. Don't write right now. Set aside that thought. Set aside thoughts of why you're here. I should have introduced it later. I want you to fully embrace this moment. I want you to relax and let the peace that passeth all understanding settle within as you make this inward journey. You can close your eyes or focus on the candles or something in the room. But take a deep breath and hold it and release any tension that you might be feeling from listening to these words. One presence, one power. I am going to pray this prayer in the first person, and I want you to take the words and incorporate them and make them your own. Feel the energy that is moving in and throughout them. Holy Spirit, divine activity within me. I am open to all you have prepared for me. Thank you. and receptive to the inner guidance. I breathe in and I breathe out gratitude for each breath that I take. I realize I am because you are. In you, dear God, I live and move and have my existence. So right here, right now, I take a moment apart. I feel your presence stirring deep within me. I feel an expression of you as me. And throughout my very being, I take this moment to rest and to trust in the quiet. In this moment, I know I have fully received, and that fullness sets me free. Free to experience, free to go forth and receive that that has been prepared for me. And I thank you for the gifts received in the quiet, for the wisdom, for the knowledge, for the intuitive thoughts. And most of all, I am grateful for the unconditional love, for the peace in abundance to share with the universe. For this, dear God, I express my gratitude. And I do so knowing that the living, loving Christ is moving in and through me and all correct creation. We are one. And the power is within to make the shift that will lift everyone up in the awareness that we are one. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. And I realized that I didn't affirm the Lord's Prayer going into this, so let's affirm it now, together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.